for the Mac and Matt Flynn Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There is a guy, speaking about the conduct of Russian troops, there is a guy named, he's called a Colonel General. Now, in the U.S. military, on the Army side, and on the Air Force side, and the Marine side, Navy's different there, we have admirals. But on the general side, that would be Army, Air Force, and Marines, we have major generals, lieutenant generals, that kind of thing. In Russia, they have colonel generals. This guy's name is Mikhail Mezintsev. Mikhail Mezintsev. Remember that name, because Mikhail Mezintsev has a nickname, and he has a nickname among the Russians, not us. He is known as the Butcher of Mariupol. He's the head of the National Center for Defense Management, which is effectively like a defense secretary. He is the guy, he is known, and he did this in Aleppo, and he did it in Grozny, and he's doing it now in Ukraine, of making up for the fact that the Russian military is incompetent and can't stand up to other militaries by simply genociding the civilian population. It would be premature to compare him to Adolf Eichmann, the Nazi, because Adolf Eichmann is responsible for murdering, I think, 4 or 5 million people, was captured and executed by the Israelis in 1962. But if he ever got the chance, Mikhail Mezintsev would follow that path. He's following it right now. He likes to kill civilians. So let me give you an example. Remember that there was a building where children were sheltering. The Ukrainians, in very, very large letters, in circles on either side of the building, in Russian wrote children, thinking that the Russians wouldn't bomb it. What they didn't realize, and what some people in Aleppo told them, was you are just targeting what their genocidal sadists want to hit. So by putting that up, sadly, that's exactly what happened. They got bombed. And you've read there's a lot of press accounts, oh, we got 150 people out. Great. Well, more than 300 of them were killed, kids. Mikhail Mezintsev is a sadist. He is committing genocide. Vladimir Putin is a sadist, and he is committing genocide because he is the commanding officer of Mikhail Mezintsev. I think it is time that we put out a human flesh search. A human flesh search is a term the Chinese use, which means that on social media, you drum up such hatred and pursuit of an individual that it basically drives them crazy. Sometimes they commit suicide and you hunt them down and kill them. In China, the term started, there was a guy that had abused an animal. Social media obviously published it and was very angry about it. Suddenly, you know, that country is almost 1.5 billion people. You don't need a whole lot of them. 1% of them is 15 million people. And they all got after him and they hounded him, and that was the end of him. There are four people in particular that I think have to be the subject of a human flesh search and have to be pursued to the grave after this is over. One of them is Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin is kind of a Hitler wannabe. A sociopath, a sadist. Mikhail Mezintsev is another one. Sergei Lavrov, the foreign minister of Putin, is another one. And the oligarch who commands the Wagner Group, who owns the Wagner Group, the billionaire who makes money leasing murderers to African states and now unleashing in the Ukraine to try to assassinate Zelensky, Volodymyr Zelensky, is another one. There were 400 members of the Wagner Group in Ukraine. Now there are over 1,000. Putin ordered him to bring them in. They wear Ukrainian clothing, they speak Ukrainian, and they slide around looking for people to kill. Now, those four people, you know, you talk about The Hague and, you know, the criminal court and briefs and, you know, how do you get them? These four people have to be the subject of a human flesh search. Wherever they are, wherever they're found, they are going to have to be terminated. You know, with Hitler, we didn't say, well, we'll bring him before a court. We did bring some Nazis before a court after we'd won the war. We could secure them. We executed a lot of them. Did the same with the Japanese. Japanese High Command. Their Emperor Hirohito was the one who had ordered Pearl Harbor. Originally, we were going to put him on trial, and somebody point out that, you know, he's viewed as a god. Back then, if you put him on trial, the Japanese will simply rise up and we'll have to go through the country, basically shooting everybody. We don't want to do that, so we let him off. But we put Tojo, Prime Minister, and the rest of them. This is the same thing. And you are not going to get Putin, Sergei Lavrov, and you're not going to get Mikhail Mezintsev or the head of the Wagner Group in front of The Hague. These are war crimes. They are using tactics that deliberately target civilian populations, deliberately target children, murder husbands in front of their wives, rape wives in front of their children. These are animals. And the people that ordered it are animals. The police officers, the guards you see on television beating protesters in the square in Moscow, are similar to SS troops. They're following orders, I get it. You don't make all of them the subject of a human flesh search. But those people are going to have to pay. An Iron Curtain descended on Europe in 1945. Winston Churchill used that famous phrase. It got lifted between 1989 and 1991. It's gradually descended, and it's descended again on Russia itself, and they want to extend it into Ukraine. They've already extended it into the country of Georgia. And they've already threatened, Finland and Sweden, who are not in NATO, believe it or not, with military action if they try to join NATO. Austria is not a member of NATO, believe it or not. All those people think, well, we can get all the benefits of NATO and not pay for it. You know, for them to get to Austria, they'd have to go through Hungary. Hungary is a member of NATO. For them to get to Sweden, they can go over Finland and the Baltic, but then you have Germany very close by. It's time to join NATO, guys. It's time to join NATO. Russia is a threat to the world. We have people in this country, Trump and the others, who are supporters of Putin. They are traitors. We have to restore the kind of vigorous, we call it anti-communism in the 50s and 60s, but it's anti-authoritarianism and anti-fascism at its core. And that spirit of unity has got to be restored. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Take you away.